According to every study I have come across, people do not value free stuff as much as they value the things that they've worked or paid for. That is unless they are of emotional or sentimental value. You see, people tend to value less expensive things that they have worked for over more expensive things that they have been given for free. For this reason, oftentimes gifts of great value go unappreciated or neglected. And this is probably why the biggest, most extravagant, and expensive gift of all time goes unappreciated and neglected. You see, as we celebrate Christmas, we seldom reflect upon the immense cost of God's grace freely given to us. We rarely stop to think that God's grace, His salvation, is preceded by death. We rarely stop and think of the price God paid to ransom us from eternal death. Maybe that is why Jesus, right before hanging on a cross, gathered His disciples to leave them a visible and tangible reminder of the price He was about to pay to give us all the gift of salvation. Luke 22 says, "And He took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and He gave it to them, saying, 'This is My body given for you. Do this in remembrance of Me.' In the same way, after the supper, He took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in My blood, which is poured out for you.'" You see, Christmas is a reminder that God has given us what we most needed, even if it wasn't what we most wanted. Christmas is a reminder that God has given us the most expensive gift in the history of heaven and earth. There will never be a more lavish and expensive gift, but we should never forget the high price God paid, and we should always appreciate God's gift of salvation. And every once in a while, we should remember that the baby who was born in a manger one day hung on a cross, His body pierced and His blood poured out as He carried out our death sentence. This is grace. This is salvation, the most expensive and lavish gift ever.